5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with you. The Timberwolves are giving the Warriors some problems tonight. It's 58-52 with Cat at the line, a minute and change left before the half at the Chase in San Francisco. He misses the front end. I got a massive ticket going on Otto Porter. I need him to hit 1-3 in the second half. He's out there now. And I keep yelling as I'm watching the game, Carver High, you hear me yelling because he's standing in a corner all alone. They don't give him the ball. I mean, it's the ISO show. It's hero ball. He's always got the ball, and he dribbles around and dribble drives, does all his step backs. And I know he's amazing. I know he's incredible. I know he's phenomenal. I get it. But I got a lot of money riding on this. And now he's out of the game. And now there's nothing I can do now. He's out of the game, and that's just not where I need to be. I need him in the game, and I need him to shoot a three. He's already hit one. I need him to hit another one. That's all I know. Give him the ball, but Curry won't give him the ball. It's the Curry show.
Well, the good thing is you got a whole other
half. It's upsetting me. Listen, I mean, that second one is, it is gold. It's like finding gold. Did you see Andrew Wiggins as a starter on the Western All-Star team for the first time in his career?
It's embarrassing. To be quite honest with you, he shouldn't be a starter in the All-Star game.
You don't think? He's had a great season.
Stuff the ballot boxes out there in the Bay. Stuff the ballot boxes.
Stuffers. Cheaters. So let's talk about, shall we? Oh, God, Porter's got three fouls in the game.
Ooh, that's not good. That's a problem.
He's got three fouls, but you get three more in the second half. He averages 27 to 28 minutes a game. Let's take a look at where we're at here. This is bad. It's just very, very bad. I can't have it. I just can't have him not do it. He's got 12 minutes, so he's got another 12 to 15 minutes to play, but he's got three fouls. How about Looney's got four fouls? Poole's Jeez. Got three fouls. I mean, they're just calling him tonight. 61-55 T-Wolves. They keep missing bunnies, too, like nobody's business. They should be up 10 in this game. They miss so many bunnies, it's not even funny. They're not going to give him three shots on that, are they? You got to be kidding me. They're not giving him three. That's on the floor, that foul. right? They're not giving him three shots. They're putting him on the line for three shots. Or is it just a before the shot and he's shooting because they're in the bonus? They are in the bonus, and he'd be shooting two and not three. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, San Diego Sports Byline, our forces. It's Pharrell on the bench on a Thursday night. Curry's got 7, 4 boards, 5 dimes, and they're down 5 to the T-Wolves with 2 seconds left and a half of the chase in the Bay. So it's a really good game. I got it. It was just a common foul on the floor. 2 shots. He made them. 61-57. Half-court shot off the rim. So I need Otto Porter to hit a 3 in the second half. That's what I need. And not only is that like a dangerous bet, that big money bet, but it's also, you know, that's a lot of money to lose. In my opinion, that's just that's either, you know, that's go to bed, you know, maybe don't go to bed party happy, or go to bed and not sleep at all because you just lost that kind of money. And you're just absolutely devastated and you don't sleep. You might have to go into hiding. You never know. So, really good game, though. 61-57 at the half. Do you have an opinion? You got to have an opinion about this. I'm sorry. I just refuse to accept the Bears hiring of this guy, Eberflus. That is amazing to me. It truly is. And then I had Adam Kaplan today tell me how great of a coordinator he is. I'm like, I'm just like, you mean like the Jaguar game for the Colts or the one before that they lost? Which one was he so great in?
Put a lot of work in.
That's good. 15 years as an assistant. Good. He was at Toledo. He was at Missouri, and he's been in the NFL now. And what have the Colts done since he's been there? Now, I'll give you this. Last year, when they played the Bills in Buffalo, that was a good game. And they had, like, didn't they have, like, the best defense along with the Bills in the NFL?
They had a good D. I mean,
I guess that's why he got
the Bills scored in that game. I mean, it was like a 27-24, 30-27 game. But their D was okay last year.
I think it was one of the top three in the league. But this year, that was not top three in the league. And at the end of the season, that was so deplorable what happened to them. There's no way I'm buying that he's some great coach. I think it's a terrible hire. All right, Carver High, what do you think of that hire by the Bears?
Well, on the surface, I think the hire sucks, to be quite honest with you. Out of nowhere, out of left field, to me. And for me, it more comes down to you just drafted a quarterback, right? Your offense sucks. Well, not even so much the offense sucks, because Nagy was an offensive coach. He did a bad job there. Fields wasn't very good. Like throwing the ball. He didn't have, like, he made some plays with his legs and he scrambled a little bit, but for the most part, he sucked in his first year. So that's a huge asset. You don't have a first round pick this year. You drafted a quarterback in the first round a year ago. I would think you'd want to get one of these great young offensive minds to come in and be your head coach and combine with your new quarterback that you drafted a year ago. Like, I just don't get it. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. For all the offensive minds that were out there and available, they go with the Colts defensive coordinator. It's just very bizarre to me from that aspect.
Yeah, I think to me, it's unbelievable. Now, you know, he's vowed today. He vowed to bring a championship to the Bears.
Oh, he better be careful with that. Be careful there.
He vowed it. He already said it.
Wow.
He said, I'm bringing a championship to Chicago.
That was his first mistake.
He should have just been like, I almost cabled in my pants that I got the job.
How many people heard that news in Chicago today and went, who the hell is this guy? With all the names they've been throwing around. Dable interviewed there. Leslie Frazier, who was, of course, a member of the 85 Bears. You know, he interviewed there.
How do you blow him off and you know he was on the last Bears team that mattered, and they won the Super Bowl. And like, do you think the Bears would like Ron Rivera as their head coach? How do you blow off Leslie Frazier? I would have hired him in 5 seconds. They didn't hire him because he's black.
I mean,
that's why. I mean, that's why. That's why. I mean, that's just all there is to it. I'm done with all this other Shaq. I'm done with it. I just come right out with it now. I think it's disgusting. I really do. But, you know, it's amazing to me. And I know we talked about it earlier. It's just truly amazing to me how it's just like one after the other, like knocking ducks down at the, you know, at the state fair with the water gun or the clown face. You're just knocking them down one at a time. They're all white guys. It's just every one of them. It's just unbelievable. It truly is. So you, I said before that Wiggins got the, you know, Western Conference starter in the All-Star game. And you were right, I guess. Social media is going off on him being a starter. No one in their right mind thinks he should be a starter. How about this one? The NBA All-Star game where you can see the best of the best and Andrew Wiggins play against each other.
It just doesn't make
All-Star starter Andrew Wiggins, just say it out loud, helps.
Mind-boggling. But hey, you let the fans have a part in this. And look, and that's the one thing. It's
how's he a starter over D-Book?
Yeah, that's where the problem is, and it comes down to, you know, the fans of Golden State do a little bit more work on getting their guys in the game.
Did you see Andrew Marchand giving the Coyotes fans the business?
I did not see that, but a lot of people have been giving the Coyote fans the business tonight.
Well, he did it better than all the others because they're all saying, you know, they're going to play at this Arizona State Arena with 5,000 fans. And Andrew Marchand said, well, it'll be great. They'll give away 4,500 tickets every night so they can have 5,000 people at the game.
Brad Marchand, you mean. Brad Marchand. Marchand. Yeah. From the Bruins. I did see that tweet. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. What a mess that is. What is happening? So they couldn't pay their bills, then they paid their bills, and now they want out? That's how bad the arena is. Glendale
threw them out. Glendale threw them out of the building. So they're out at the end of this season. They can't come back. You know, that's just the city of Glendale.
So they paid all their bills and they still kicked him out.
I don't know if they've paid all their bills or not, but the city said, you can't play. You can't use the arena anymore. Take a walk. You're out of here.
The entire city, basically Glendale, just Glendale, but not like, has Phoenix in itself turned on the Coyotes? Are the people in Phoenix done with the Coyotes? Are they just like, we don't want you here anymore? Or is it just Glendale?
Well, I'm not sure what the situation is or where the core of their fan base is at. Obviously, when they first came into the league, they were playing in Phoenix. They moved out to Glendale, into that arena. They can't get that many people there a night. And now they're trying to build a new arena. I forget where they're trying to build the new arena. Get it built. But look, Gary doesn't want to bite the bullet and admit it. It hasn't worked. All right? Like, it worked in a lot of places. You know, say a lot about Gary Bettman. Some of the expansion moves that he's made in the NHL over the last 25 years, I mean, for the most part, a great success moving south and moving west. You know, whether you look at Tampa Bay or Nashville has been a huge success. I think moving to Dallas adding, you know, college. There's a lot of things that Bettman's done right, but he just doesn't want to admit it didn't work in Arizona. Just didn't. And it's time to move on. But he's not going to. He's going to keep pushing away and go play in a 5,000-seat arena at Arizona State.
How embarrassing is that?
It is. It's very embarrassing. That's less than some AHL rinks, you know?
You know, I called a game there one night, and I don't remember what happened, but I made fun of it when I was there. Because you couldn't see one end of the ice. You remember? There was like, you couldn't, like, if you sat at the one end of the ice, you couldn't see the goalie. So, like, you sat there, and as teams rushed in to shoot on goal to score, you couldn't see past a certain point in the slot. You couldn't see anything. You just couldn't see him score. You just saw him skate in to the zone, and then there was like a stoppage point where you just couldn't see anymore.
Right.
And I was like, I was on the air like, this place is a shack hole. Right on the air, I was doing it.
Coyotes have been leasing the arena.
And fans heard me. So what happened was fans heard me, and because the broadcast at the time was like on seat level at the arena, right? Like I was right by, like the Devils used to do. They had the broadcast booth in the seats.
Right.
Same thing in Arizona, and I'm doing the game, and I said that about the place. And some guy turned around and threw a beer at me, like just a gigantic beer, threw it right up at the press box, and from like 20 feet away. And then I was like immediately saying, well, right on the air, I was like, if we're going to start throwing beers, then somebody just get me a beer so I can drink. And then, like, I'll just drink beer. You want to throw beer at me? I'll drink it. Because, we're losing, 5-1. I need a beer. And I need, if you're going, get me a rum and coke too, because some guy threw a beer on me, and I was like, listen, I'll lick all the beer off my face, because I need a beer. And then it started like all kinds of chaos. I got in trouble for it. The security came over and blamed me. Oh, he still only got one, Porter. Oh, God, I need a three. Oh, God, I need a three. I need a three. Oh, God, give him the ball. He's got the ball right now. Pull up. Here he is. Give him the ball. There he is. Give him the ball. Oh, Curry's a ball hog, brick. Porter sends it out to Wiggins for three. All-star starter, points. That's three threes in a row they've hit. I need Porter to hit a three. Come on. I'm losing weight over here at Carver High.
Mm.
Tick, 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 tick in his minutes, right? He only gets 27. He's already played 12. He's got three fouls. Don't foul anybody, Porter. Just shoot. Cat going to the hole, getting hacked.
Cat's having a night.
Now they're missing threes. All right, here they go on the other end. I need Porter. There he is, all alone. Oh, come on, give him the ball. Give him the ball in the corner. There he is. Oh, God, ball hog again. Oh, and the foul, though. Nice play by Curry. Kiss off the glass and the foul. Count it. I'm losing weight over here on this bet. I gotta get this guy the pill in the corner to hit a three. I mean, come on. You know what's funny is like they literally don't even guard him. He's just standing there all alone every time down, and they don't give him the ball. I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know what's crazy about him is that he actually, he can hit threes. The guy can shoot, Otto Porter. How about this? In the last 10 games, he shot 41% from three. Against Minnesota on the season, he shot 50% from three. In home games, he shoots 44% from three.
But he doesn't get the rock.
In his career, he's a 40% three-point shooter. That's crazy, right? Now, here they go again. I need this guy to shoot and hit a three. And there he is set up in the corner. Give him the pill. There he is. Oh, and they steal the ball as they're passing it to him for a three. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm going to have a stroke. They just threw the ball to him all alone in the corner to three, and the ball got stolen. Oh, God. Oh, I can't even take it. Oh, God, my agita. Carver High, my agita. Oh,
can't
God.
Have it.
I got heartburn. I got to get the Tums. I'm a big fan of Tums too. I have to say, those things are honestly, they're lifesavers. Especially the wild berry ones. I mean, they really are fantastic. Lifesaver. If I eat too much junk food or food in general, Carver High, and I reach for a couple Tums, I seem to find some level of relief. It's just because if I go to bed without taking that, I'm automatic, you know, 4 or 5 a.m. heartburn city. I'm like, you know, it's like arteries clogged, the whole deal. But if I take a couple Tums, I mean, if I go 3 deep in Tums, it's automatic. I get relief. If I just do 2, I can still pull it off. Oh, God. You know, it's unbelievable to me. Now Porter's playing under the basket. He's nowhere near the 3-point line. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't even. I'm not going to make it to the end of the show. Oh, God. I'm rocking back and forth. I'm just a mess. Oh, God. Now the Warriors are up 7. It looks like this game's over. Did I not tell you that I have my druthers about the T-Wolves being able to hang in the second half, in the fourth quarter, with the Warriors? I'm just like, they're going toe-to-toe with them in the first half, first quarter, second quarter, toe-to-toe, basket for basket, one after the next, the entire half. They lead 61-57 at the half. And since then, literally, it's like they haven't scored. I mean, honestly, they came out of the gates, right? And then let's see what they've done here. So they have 4 points since halftime, and they played almost 3 minutes or almost 4 minutes here, and they got 3 points, or they got 4 points since halftime, and the Warriors, I think you have 15. It's like 15-4 right now run to start the second half.
Jeez.
Oh God, I got agita. It's just unbelievable. I got to distract myself, Carver High, from the pain and suffering I'm going through right now with that Otto Porter ticket. I really do. So I'm going to move on to college basketball, where I have a bevy of tickets going, a bevy of action. Let's look at it. How about Long Beach State I gave you, and they're up 54-43 with 11 minutes left at Riverside. Only a guy from Southern California would bet on a game like this with these two crappy teams. But I'm a crappy person, and I bet on the game. I have Long Beach State with the number. I think I was getting 6.5, if my calculations are correct. Let's look at the number. 6.5 it is. And I remember that from like 7 in the morning when I did it. So now I did not bet on the game, but since I have Aaron Hargrave playing on the Ballers, he played at Sacramento State. Now I care about Sacramento State games. They're up 5 on Idaho State right now with 6 minutes left in the Bay Area. I told you it would be a great game between St. Mary's and San Francisco. 10 minutes left. It's a Don's leading 6 points over St. Mary's.
The Don's.
I also gave you San Diego, the Toreros, over Pepperdine tonight, right? Did I not give you the San Diego
yes.
-7? They're up 10 at the half. Gonzaga out of the gates, 10-10 with Loyola. I gave you Stanford tonight, getting 11, I believe. Getting 11. And where is that USC game? Where is it? Oh, here it is. I have Stanford and 11. I'm right about that spread, too. Right now, it's 21-13 Stanford in the first half. I have Colorado going. They're up 5 on Washington, 8 left first half. I have Santa Clara getting 3 from BYU. At Santa Clara, they're down 1, 8 minutes left, first half. I hit Wisconsin at Lincoln today against Nebraska by a hook with the hook. Let's see what else we got going here. In terms of games, I'll be able to see the ones I got action on. Here we go. Oh, there's your boy Bobby Moe with a win tonight at Carver High. 77
Bobby Moe.
Milwaukee. Bobby Moe. I gave you Hofstra -2.5. They won by 3 over Charleston by the hook. I get it by the hook. I love it. I also gave you Wilmington laying 4.5. They win by 5 by the hook. The Hook. I gave you Murray State. They didn't cover. Drag. How about I gave you Delaware against Towson? They suspended the game at 38-29. Delaware, the Hens up by 9. Game suspended. So they'll pick it up at that point, right? Carver High at some point?
Yeah. What I got to find this out now. Which game was that? The Delaware game?
Delaware-Towson game was suspended due to unsafe conditions, unsafe court conditions.
I got to see what
apparently
happened here.
Unsafe. I don't know what. I mean, I just don't know what happened. But I had Towson, or I had Delaware on a ticket. So I'm gonna have to deal with that.
Here's a coach from the quote from the coach. Those guys were sliding all over the place. Apparently, they had a problem with the floor. Towson guard Nicholas Timberlake looked like he was playing on ice when his feet flew out from underneath him on a first half baseline drive. Look out. Several
slippery
more
Jones
spills
court,
followed.
Huh?
Oh my goodness. That's never good.
Yeah, that's not good.
And it's not like there was a leak or anything. They have no idea why. It just felt a little off. Maybe it's the humidity. Are they serious? They don't know why the court is like that?
Well, you know, I play on a lot of courts, right? And sometimes they are slippery, and you get no stick on the floor. And you like, if you try to post somebody up, you're sliding. You feel your feet sliding, and it is not good. It is not good. All right, Ohio State won and covered. You know, I'm done. I'm done with the Gophers. I'm done giving them a chance on any bet ever. Ever. I'm done with it. They got 6.5. They didn't cover that. They lost by 11. I'm done with them. Here you go. Southern Illinois I had in 5. I had 6. Loyola Chicago, and I was getting 6 with Southern Illinois, and they covered. Loyola beat them 44-39 in a thriller. At
44-39? Did I hear that correctly?
That's right. Final score. I hit that as well. I gave you Weber +1. They beat Northern Colorado 85-76 on the road. Boom. Here we go. Texas State. They got beat. I lost that bet. Louisiana. I lost that bet. Georgia State beat them by 4. Drag. Originally, I had South Dakota State laying 21. They covered. They won by 40. Belmont I had, but they did not cover against Austin Peay, but please not on me. 75-67. I hit Purdue in Iowa at the Carver Hawkeye Arena. When considering names for Carver High, Carver High obviously won out. As Otto Porter gets fouled inside. I need you to shoot a 3, bro. I chose Carver High over Carver Hawkeye. And it's the stuff of legend that the right nickname was chosen, and it panned out so successfully for Carver High. So I think, you know, I just said to Carver, I think my buddy bet too much money on the Porter 3. 25 large to hit 2 threes. He's 1 of 2 from 3. He hit the one, then he missed one now. And now he's on the bench, chilling, with 5 left in the third. I need him to come back in the game late in the third, which I don't think he's going to play in the rest of the third. In the fourth, he's going to get one more run. And I need him to hit a 3. I don't think that's going to happen because I think Carver High, the bet's too big. You know what I mean? I just say, you bet that much money on a guy to hit 2 threes? I mean, you just know if he's 1 of 2 already, he hit the one, he was, you know, 100%. Then he missed the second one. You just know that now when you're looking at that kind of money, 30 grand, you're going to lose. You just know it, right? Like, it's just inevitable that the guy's going to go, like, 1 of 3 from 3 or 1 of 4. He's just not going to hit the second one. If he doesn't hit the second one, you're losing all that money, right? And you just know that that's coming when the guy's sitting on the bench right now. He sat on the bench because he just played 7 minutes. I just don't feel it. I've seen him in the game. He was standing all alone multiple times. They don't give him the ball. Then when they did give him the ball, when he was all alone, the ball got stolen. When I saw the steal, that's when I started telling you he's not going to do it.
No, and that's the hardest part about betting the props, and I like betting the three props, but when you're talking about the secondary and the tertiary options for these teams, the thing that you get scared of sometimes is the volume. And even though Porter's got great percentages, as you were mentioning before, the volume just isn't there. On a given night, there could be a night like tonight where, here we go, we're getting into the fourth almost, and he's only taking two, three attempts. I mean, it's not like Curry and Thompson. You know they're going to get the volume and the attempts. With guys like Porter, just don't know if they're going to get it night in, night out.
That's exactly the problem. I think he's getting one more look at best and two maximum. He's got to knock one of them down no matter what. 40% career three-point shooter. I need him to knock down a three. And I just don't – honestly, I'm just not feeling it. I'm really not. But I am feeling this. Let me say, is that I told you that a couple of the bets were so beautiful. Eastern Washington getting a seven in that game against Montana State. I had Montana State to win and Eastern Washington plus seven. They lost by four. The double cover. You got to love you just got to love the double cover there. I mean, you just got to love it with the Skyhawks getting involved, losing 69-65. That is just beautiful. What else? Here we go. UTEP land two pushed. This was my favorite play of the day. I said so on Coast to Coast. Did I not? I ranked it at number 8 on all my top 10 on PharrellOnTheBench.com. UAB to win. And on the road at Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers getting 4 at home. They lose 68-65, the double cover there. Just beautiful. Memphis to win, 71-54. Boom. UCLA to win. I did go for it with Cal. They did not cover. I hit the Purdue game at Iowa. I've already gone through all the other scores, Carver High, so there's no point in rehashing all the games that I've already done. I got Long Beach State in 6.5. They're still up. They're up 6, getting 6.5 with 8 minutes left on the road at Riverside, right? And then St. Mary's, I'm getting, what was it? I'm getting 3. They're down 5 with 6 minutes left. San Diego, I'm laying 7. They're up 5, 16 left. Stanford, I'm getting 11. They're up 25-17. 7 left, first half. Colorado laying 2.5, up 4, 5 left, first half. Santa Clara getting 3, up 1 on BYU, 4 left, first half. I mean, it is just, you can't even, honestly, you can barely, I don't think I can go to bed tonight. I don't even think I can go to bed. I can't go to bed. I got too much action, and I got the big sack going on your boy Otto Porter. There's no way I can go to bed and turn off the TV knowing that he's got the fourth quarter to come in and at least jack 2 threes, where he's going to get 2 attempts. He's got to knock one of them down for the big fat bag. The big fat bag.
Well, I'll be rooting for you because I know that mine's not going to come in for me because Anthony Edwards is just not there on the big stage tonight on TNT. 0-6 from downtown, 1-8 from the floor, 8 points so far, as I just saw him brick another 3 a minute or two ago. Ugh.
I mean, what is the problem with him tonight after having that big game the other night?
Yep. No good tonight. He's going to cost me the big point parlay, too, because he's not getting involved. I already got 2 of the 4.
Ended up winning the game over the Flames. Blues 5-1 over the Flames, Canucks 5-1 over the Jets, and the Oilers in a shootout over the Predators. So I lost the Predators game and the Canucks game. Hit the Blues, hit the Panthers, hit the Lightning, hit the Canes, hit the Ducks, lost the Penguins, Rangers, Islanders, Jets, and Preds. Fair to Midland in the NHL tonight. I did tell you today on Coast to Coast, if LeBron does not play, emphatically, I said, if he does not play, Sixers roll and cover the 4.5. Rolling. I told you, they'll roll them. If he does play, I'll take the Lakers and the 4.5. He did not play, and it was 105-87 Sixers. And your boy, Embiid, had 26, so pedestrian night for him. But that's because AD was in his face. AD had 31 and 12, and he had blocks. He had 4 blocks in the game. He's had 8 blocks in 2 games. What do you think of the Lakers with AD? I don't trust him. He hurt his wrist tonight. He's always hurt. I mean, his wrist tonight. They had him all bandaged up. He's always hurt. But what do you think of his 31 tonight and his 4 blocks? He swatted Embiid a couple times. And I'll tell you what, eight blocks in 2 games. And, you know, if they could keep him on the floor ever, which they can't, but if they could keep him on the floor and everything went through him, everything, the entire offense went through him, they'd win games.
Yeah, but it's like you say, it is what it is. He never plays. Now, this is all fun and great. 31, 4 blocks, like, how many games until he's out again for a week or two or a month? How many games? And what happened tonight when he didn't have LeBron with him? Couldn't do it on his own. Couldn't get it done. So, you know, I think we've said this a few times. I think your boy AD, he's a very good player. He's real lucky that he hooked up with LeBron for that little bubble title that he got. He's real lucky. I don't know if he'd have any, if he's getting any without that.
I got to get this guy Otto Porter in the game. I don't have time for this. Honestly, I may be getting Rhea. I may be getting an upset stomach right now. It's gone from agita straight into my stomach. I mean, it is. It's like a boiler room. It's literally it's a power plant. It's a nuclear power plant in my stomach right now. That he's not in the game. It's just, you know. 2 minutes left in the third. You know he's not playing in the third. He's over there drinking beer on the end of the bench, and he's just not coming in until the fourth. He's gonna have a beer buzz going, and he's gonna he's secretly drinking beer in his Gatorade bottle, and he's gonna chuck 2-3 air balls in the fourth. I'm gonna lose my bet, and I will blame him forever. It's unbelievable. Oh, the power dunk fail. That was a fail. Try for the thunder dunk, poster dunk. It failed miserably. Yeah, it is amazing to me that your boy the other night, Black Jesus, had such a great game. You know, you get this guy out there, and he's having himself a game. What was it? It was 109-107 when they beat. Yeah, when he beat the Blazers, and he had 40. And then tonight, he's laying an egg. Tonight he's laying an 8. What would you say? He has 8, and he can't. By the way, Poole was the guy that tried the thunder dunk, poster dunk in the lane. Too bad he missed the dunk and had the rim eat his ball and his wrist. He just missed it all. He came in with the thunder dunk, and he went, whoops. Is there, you know, you love great dunks, but is there anything better than seeing a guy completely brick a dunk and miss it altogether? It can be a thing of beauty as well.
He still can't believe it, Poole.
These guys jump up and miss one. It's so funny when guys miss dunks. I saw the other night. I saw who was it? Mitchell Robinson of the Knicks get a pick and roll in the lane on a bounce pass, and he went up to dunk it. The guy's 7'2", and he went up to dunk it, and he missed, and the ball literally went to half court off the back of the 10. Oh, Cat with the and one kiss. Too bad they're down 10. Do you think they'll creep within that 6.5 in the fourth or not? Or are they going to get whacked?
I think it looks like they're going to get whacked.
Ugh. I can't even tell you. I now have I have bouncy feet. I'm bouncing my feet off the balls of my feet. And I also have, I believe I'm starting to get sweaty palms over that ticket. On Otto Porter Jr. You know what? I'm Otto Graham. But this game's over. I honestly, I can't tell you what it's doing to me. I'm rocking back and forth. I think my back problem's coming back. Maybe my onion problem's coming back. It's all coming back. It's the evolution, the full circle, circle the wagons. It's all coming back to haunt me. This not hitting 2 threes by Otto Porter. I thought that was an absolute given that he'd knock down two. The guy chucks like 5 to 6, 7 threes a game, and tonight he's got 2 chucks. Oh, God. He's not even in the game. I told you he wouldn't play the rest of the third. He left with 5 minutes left. So they'll play him. They're going to play him for 7 minutes in the he'll start the fourth and play 7 minutes. For 7 minutes, he'll play, and he'll either – he might get 1 or 2 maximum shots at it. I don't see him shooting more than 2 threes. Do you?
I mean, he's only shot 2 for the whole game.
Right. So he's going to shoot 2 more tops. Oh, God, the humanity of it all. Ugh. I may have a brain hemorrhage.
Right. He might get more looks, though. If this continues to be a blowout, he might get more looks because that means that, you know, the Currys and the Thompsons and the Wiggins won't be out there. He might get more looks if it continues to be a blowout.
Oh, I like the way you think, Carver High. Giving a positivity spin there. Giving me some love on that ticket. I like Carver High. Like, if his tickets aren't coming through, he still roots for you to win your money. He wants everyone to take the money from the hizzy. Just wants to take it all from the hizzy.
Always about taking it from the house. Gotta take it from the house.
We don't like the hizzy. It's Pharrell on the bench. So Clay's got 20 tonight, and he's shot 8 threes. He's got 4 of 8 from 3. Meanwhile, my guy Otto's only shot 2 and hit 1. I need him to hit another one. Otherwise, I'm going to vomit. Carver High, how's your – by the way, it's 97-84 Warriors with 11 left, start of the fourth. How's your golf tickets doing? Have you bet any money on my boy Shawshank Redemption?
No, we're not in on Adam Shank. Adam Shank at the left, which is what he'll probably do a lot the next 2 days in rounds 3 and 4. Tickets were okay, actually. 3 balls the last 2 days. We did all right. Big, big finish from Patty Reed today to pick us up a plus 153 ball, which was nice. We've got him going into the weekend with some top 20s and 30s. Outrights are going to be tough. It looks like Rom once again. You know, he loves this place. He's tied for the lead. I bet you he won't be tied by the end of tomorrow. But we got a bunch of guys in the mix for top 10s, 20s, and 30s. So we're doing okay.
So wait, Reed's tied for the lead? Like, he won it last year?
No. Rom's tied for the lead. Rom is tied for the lead. Who, of course, now Reed did win the Farmers last year. He's way too far back, but we want to get him in the top 20. That's where we want to get Reed.
All right. St. Mary's with the lead now, getting the 3. They're up 2 on San Francisco, 20 seconds left. San Diego's up 3 on Pepperdine. They're laying 7. Stanford's now losing at the half by 6, getting 11. Colorado's laying 2.5 to Washington. They're up 1. Santa Clara at the half, down 2 to BYU, getting 3. And then Long Beach State is up 4 with 2 minutes left, getting 6.5. There you go. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern on Pharrell Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV. For Carver High, I'm Pharrell. Good night from New York.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.